present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. I'm going to ask each person to try and speak for 60 seconds on some unlikely subject for just a minute, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject in any way. If one of the others thinks they are guilty of one of these crimes, they may press their buzzer and challenge. If I uphold their challenge, I will give them a point, and they take over the subject. If I don't uphold their challenge, the person speaking gains a point and continues until the 60 seconds is up. That is the way we play, that is the way we score, and this week we're going to begin with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, a lovely subject for you to start with. What I most desire. Would you try and talk for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
Well, in common with so many other great people, it is, of course, utopian, in the sense that it is a paradise, an island somewhere where falls no rain, nor any snow, nor ever wind blows loudly, but it lies deep meadowed happy there, with orchard lawns and bowery hollows crowned with summer sea, where I may heal me of my grievous wound, and my wound is grievous, for I have been most deeply humiliated. Most deeply hurt, and moreover, I could tell you things like an echo. I was put through the most dreadful tantrums, and moreover, there are...
Clement Freud, you challenged twice. Why?
No, I only challenged once.
I did once.
Oh, I see. Well, Chairman, your challenge came in first. Why did you challenge?
Deviation.
Yes, on what grounds?
Well, my hair couldn't curl to begin.
I think there was quite a deal of deviation from what I most desire in that. So, Clement Freud, you have 1 point, because I agree with the challenge. You have 23 seconds left for what I most desire, starting now.
What I most desire is a small cottage in the country with roses round the door and somebody else's wife standing on the mat, waiting to meet.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation. Somebody else's wife.
Yes, I agree with you. I think it would be common to accept that this is a devious way to go along in the society as it is formed today, if you'll forgive my pomposity, but what else can I say?
It's only somebody else's wife to do for me. I mean, I...
That gets even worse, Clement Freud. So, I
prefer married staff.
I think you're getting even further embroiled. There are now 18 seconds, Derek Nimmo, for what I most desire, starting now.
What I most desire is a glass of water taken from a little burn outside Aberdeen, with the trout still swimming in the bottom of the glass. And there I could...
Dennis and his wife who challenged.
Deviation. A trout could not swim in the bottom of that glass.
You're quite right. Even a baby trout. So, Kenneth, you have the subject back. You have another point for that. And there are 8 seconds left for what I most desire, starting now.
Oh, I most desire to be totally uninhibited. Take it all off, I cry. Strip off the mask.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
What? What I most desire?
Well, he's stripping it all off and trailing it everywhere.
Yes, well, all right, it may sound devious to you, but I mean, he's allowed to do it if he wishes.
Yes, I'm talking about me libido.
Well, if you keep your libido down for a little and continue with what I most desire for the next 3 seconds, starting now.
Oh, complete freedom for my soul, so that it may fly into space.
As Kenneth Williams was speaking, when the whistle went, it means that he gains a point. And at the end of that round, Kenneth has got a commanding lead of 2 over everybody else.
Hooray! Oh, that's marvelous. Oh, lackaday-roo.
Lackaday-roo, Mr. Kenneth Williams. I suggest you keep your finger firmly on your buzzer and see if you can't maintain that lead. And Andre Melle, will you begin the next round? Making passes. 60 seconds, starting now.
What you need is a lot of dynamite, a bit of elbow grease, a pickaxe or a bulldozer, and a large mountain, and you're away. On the other hand, you could have a pair of false eyelashes, a miniskirt, and you'll probably have a great success. Italy is supposed to be the country where passes are made at you all the time. I went there quite often, and nobody ever said Bella Bella and pinched my behind.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Reputation of Bella Bella.
Bella, yes. So there we are. Your wonderful command of language loses you the subject, and a point for Derek Nimmo. 35 seconds left for making passes, Derek, starting now.
You see, you have to have one to enter my house. And how I make them is this. You have a piece of green cardboard, and I print on the top, This is the house of Derek Nimmer.
Andre, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. So, Andre, you have 27 seconds for making passes, starting now.
You have printed on the top, this is the house of Derek Nimmer, and then...
Clement Foyle, you've challenged. What?
Repetition of Derek Nimmer.
Yes, and the whole of that sentence, because we've had it once in this round. 24 seconds left for making passes, starting now.
It is often said that if you stand in Piccadilly Circus, all sorts of people will pinch you on the behind. In France, the men tend to go up to the ladies and say, Mademoiselle, vous êtes si belle.
André Melle, you challenged why?
Hesitation.
Yes, there was. There was also Belle.
But that's how they speak.
Well, all I can say is, Clement, your demonstration loses you the subject. André Melle, 10 seconds left, making passes, starting now.
At parties, the most usual opening gambit is, haven't we met before? Which people say to you when they know perfectly well they never have.
Clement, it's why you challenge.
Deviation, this is a conversational gambit. It has nothing to do with making a pass.
Well, it depends on the way it is said. It is very difficult to judge on this, and I think this could be the opening to a pass or a pass in itself.
Well,
so I'm still with Andre, who has another point.
Well, I will defer to your judgment.
You're so helpful, Kenneth. 3 seconds left, starting now. Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, Clement, you have a point. 2 seconds for making passes, starting now.
Get over there, you old cow, you say.
Last most revolting pass of Clement Frost, which I hope brings him no success anywhere, has gained him 2 points because he was speaking as the whistle went and won for the challenge, and he now has a small lead over the rest of the...
Oh, I've lost my lead.
Yes.
Oh.
On Derek Nimmer, will you begin the next round? My forebears. That is the subject. 60 seconds starting now.
Once upon a time, I went down to the wood with my 4 bears. There was a daddy one, a mummy, a baby, and a midget. And I went into our little house, and round the table was a big chair, a small chair, a middle-sized one, and a dwarf one. I sat on the first one. It was too hard. I sat on the second. It was too soft. I sat on the third, it was just right, but I transferred my affections to the little tiny weeny one, and that was even better. And then on the table was a bowl of oats, and I tasted the first bowl belonging to those furry creatures that I've been talking about, one quadruplet, and there the first one was too hot, and the second one was too cold, the third was just right, but the teeny weeniest one of all was the nicest of the lot.
André Melle, why have you challenged?
A repetition, because he's been eating so many lots.
I'm sorry, Derek, I love the story, actually. So there are 11 seconds left, André, for you to carry on with my forebears, starting now.
Great Uncle Willie was my favourite. When he died, he was with his maid, who was called Davis, and he looked up and he said to her, "Oh, hell," and then he died.
At the end of that round, we have an interesting situation. André Melle, who is not with us regularly, has taken the lead just in front of the others. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round, getting on with other people? Will you try and talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Getting on with other people is something which is very simple if you are of a magnanimous and generous phrase of mind and a bent such as Kenneth Williams would show to people. Oh, challenge.
Derek Nimmer, you challenge. Why?
Hesitation.
There was hesitation. I thought it was deviation when he was talking about his bent mind. But here we are. 46 seconds for you, Derek Nimmer, to go on with getting on with other people, starting now.
Well, of course, terribly important, I think, to get on with other people. I make a point of it. Every time I go on the underground, I say, "What hair? How are you, folks?" And people are always terribly pleased when you wave them a cheery wave. And then you sit beside them and you say, "How are you today?"
Kenneth, who's why you chose? Yes, there was a hesitation there, only just, but there we are.
I'm sitting down, you know.
So, in this game, you haven't got time for such niceties. There are 33 seconds left for getting on with other people, Kenneth, starting now.
I think one of the secrets is to give them the impression that they are finer than the real facts would merit. And I think the more you assure people of their finer qualities, the more fine they will become in the process.
Taking him away. Very kind, and repeated it again. Fine.
Yes, yes, and that. There we are. There are 18 seconds left. We're getting on with other people, Derek, starting now.
Oh, it is such fun, you know. When you go to Ramsgate on a Tuesday morning and you see all those fellows on the road setting headings and going round things like that, very quickly, you see, then you have to run and silly fillies and you've got the absolute rubbish in him. That's all I have.
You have been challenged. Clement, you challenge.
Deviation from the English language.
The justified challenge. 8 seconds left. For getting on with other people, Clement, starting now.
Ideally, you do it by your own personal...
Andre Melly, you challenge. Yes, he couldn't get his own personal out, could he? There we are. 4 seconds left. For getting on with other people, Andre, starting now.
The best thing to do is to say nothing and just listen to them talking, and then they think you're lovely.
Once again, Andre Melly was speaking as the whistle went, so she gets that extra point, and now she has a lead of 2 over Clement Freud, who's in second place, and the others are just behind. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? Sensationalism. How about that for a subject for you, Kenneth? You're nodding very seriously. Will
yes,
you continue
I see your point.
For 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something I strongly disapprove of. Sensationalism is something which is directed at the baser instincts of human beings. It is something which we should never encourage in any way whatsoever. Because in appealing to the lower instincts of people...
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Repetition of instinct.
Yes, repetition of instinct. 40 seconds left. Clement Freud for sensationalism, starting now.
Sensationalism has been called the lifeblood of Fleet Street, and indeed, without this, one wonders where the newspaper industry would be. If you buy a paper which comes up between 8 pence and 9 pence every week on a Sunday...
Andre Melly, you've challenged. Why?
Repetition. It comes out every week.
All right, Andre, I will give you a bonus point for cleverness. Leave the subject with Clement Freud. 27 seconds left for sensationalism, starting now.
You will find on the front page a piece of print which says, turn to page 4.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Oh, deviation. You'll never find on the front page a piece of print.
I don't know. Do you really think there's a piece of such thing as a piece of print?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, do you think there's such a piece thing as a piece of print? If you do, will you cheer? And if you don't think so, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Hey! The audience are the final judge whether they're right or wrong. They don't think there's such a thing as a piece of print. So Kenneth Williams has a point. He has 22 seconds left for sensationalism, starting now.
This is done deliberately to get you going, and that's why I strongly disapprove of it. Everything should have a morality. It should be deeply rooted in logos, or, as the Greeks would say...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Logos, I didn't like.
You maybe didn't like it, but it seemed to fit in all right, whatever it may mean in this context. So
I thought it was going to be something else.
I know you did. You were being just a bit too sharp there with your buzzer. 9 seconds left, Kenneth. And don't be intimidated by the chap sitting beside you, Kenneth. Sensationalism starting now.
The worst aspect of this, of course, is the ghost.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Aspect is the word he was searching for.
It was the way he pronounced it. It was one of his characters.
A deviation of pronouncement.
It's, you could have the worst... Kenneth Williams has another point. But... 7 seconds left for sensationalism, Kenneth, starting now.
The worst aspect of this...
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
In that case, it's repetition.
Yeah. It was repetition. That's why I might quite agree of aspect, though. But...
Oh,
it is not a disgrace. You've done it...
I was going to tell you about the ghost train and everything. All the sensations I had in it. You've deprived, you know.
I'm extremely pleased we've been saved that. Anyway, there are 5 seconds left for sensationalism. Clement Freud, starting now.
You behaved like a pack of young dogs, says Judge, is possibly my favorite.
If you heard, listeners, if you heard any chuckling and laughter while they were actually speaking in that round, it was that Kenneth Williams and Clement Freud, who sit next to each other, were trying a bit of one-upmanship on each other and really trying to intimidate.
I was blandishing him.
Your blandishments didn't work.
No.
Clement Freud had another point at the end of that round, which gives him a lead of 1 over Andre, and Kenneth Williams is still in 3rd place. Derek Nimmer, will you begin the next round? Grace, will you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
One thinks immediately of Grace Darling, perhaps, Grace Fields, and also one can think of it as a surname, the great Dr. W.G. I remember hearing about him from my forebear when he played at Lord's in 1895 and scored 100 before lunch. In other words, one could also, of course, be in a state of grace, or one can think of the term in the year of grace. If you think about it, it's the one we're in.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
What? Hesitation.
Was it?
Hesitation.
No, I don't think so. No. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to have him for grace, and I was going to be terribly clever and say, yes, but they're all different types of grace. So, anyway.
I'm sorry, I'll let you make your joke. We'll do it again.
All right, do it again. You going to challenge again?
I'm going to challenge for repetition of
yes,
grace.
Yes, but they were all different types of grace.
Brilliant!
This is a scintillator, isn't it?
Derek Nimmer has another point, and he has 27 seconds left for grace, starting now.
For another point that I've just received, may the Lord make me truly thank. That is an example of a grace that one might say on occasion in the game, such as the one we're in at the moment. Also, if one is rather naughty, one sometimes ends up in a disgrace.
Clement Grace, why do you challenge? Yes, Clement, you have another point, and there are 13 seconds left for grace, starting now.
Grace, well, of course, this is a delightful quality, and I possess it.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
It's not a quality.
Of course it is, graciousness. What are you talking about, you great fool?
Grace. Grace is a state. It's not a quality.
No.
It is a state. It can, to some people, be, I think, a quality. And if it's Kenneth Williams, I'm sure it is a quality. So, Kenneth, with your quality, will you continue for 8 seconds on grace, starting now?
And as I say, this is some...
Derek Nimmer, why do you chant?
Repetition, he said it.
Yes, but he actually, it's the phrase he was using, as I say. He has not said that before. So Kenneth has another point, and there are 5 seconds left for grace, starting now.
And whenever I lose the game, people always say to me, didn't you do it with grace? Grace, you had. Oh, I'm supposed to be grace.
So at the end of that round, Kenneth Williams has... leapt into the...
Goal!
Alongside Clement Freud. And they're 1 point in front of André Melly. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? The subject is books. Will you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Books are made of paper, invariably covered by hardboard. They're also soft-covered books, which are much cheaper and available at good newsagents, especially on railway stations. I am a great collector of books, preferring blue ones to those of any other colour. I always think that if you get a book which is heliotrope, mauve, purple, or even violet, the continent...
Derek Nimmer, you're challenged.
Hesitation,
yes. 31 seconds for books. Derek Nimmer, starting now.
I like, of course, good books. Now, I do think it's awfully important when you're bringing up young children that you should try to...
Kenneth Williams, why hesitation? Kenneth, you have a point. 25 seconds for books, starting now.
Well, there is a book, Who Runs May Read, Which Heavenly Truth Imparts. Now, that, of course, was written by Keble in his famous one. And one asks oneself what it really means, you see. Who runs where? May Read, has she got the runs? And May Read runs?
Your friend beside you buzzed, Clement Freud.
Yes.
Why did you buzz, Clement?
It was an overrunning, a sort of a verbal diarrhea.
You've done yourself out of a dissertation on John Keble, one of your great poets. That's all you've done yourself out of.
All right, Clement, you have another point. 7 seconds left for books, starting now. Derek, remember your challenge, why?
Hesitation, right.
6 seconds for books, Derek, starting now.
Most books start with a preface, which is terribly interesting reading, often better than the main contents of the...
André Melly, you've challenged,
why? Hesitation.
Hesitation. André, you have the subject. 2 seconds left for books, starting now.
You can find an awful lot of them in libraries on his...
Well, you will be fascinated to hear there's but 1 point that separates the 3 leaders in this game. Clement Freud, André Melly, and Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? How I enjoy myself. Demofroy, why did you challenge?
Disgusting.
You don't know till he opens his mouth.
Oh, all right.
Clement was trying to forestall your story. We've lost two lovely ones about what happened in the ghost train.
And
your
Kebble.
Dissertation on John Kebble. Mm. Now let's hear how you enjoy yourself. Maybe in the same or other ways, we don't mind. 60 seconds on that subject starting now.
Well, of course, in Who's Who, it simply says that my hobbies are calligraphy and walking. Now, this is to a certain extent true, but not wholly. No, you see, because I awfully enjoy a little bit of music.
Well,
I was trying to do him.
Kenneth Williams is telling you he's trying to do an impersonation of Derek Nimmer. He's given us about three or four other impersonations throughout
his the show. Mouth was a gape.
He's just a gape. Yours was a gog. And Clement
got
Croy, got him, you got the point.
I got the point.
And you got the point as well. Clement, you have another point. You have 43 seconds left for how I enjoy myself starting now.
Actually, I enjoy myself most at a race meeting, particularly at Newbury, Ascot, and York. My main enjoyment comes from backing winning horses. That is to say, such equestrian quadrupeds.
Andre Melly, you've got
it. Hesitation.
Yes. So there are 23 seconds left for how I enjoy myself, Andre, starting now.
I do it lots of different ways.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Deviation. He does it lots of different ways.
I will very rapidly give you a bonus point for wicked cleverness and press on with Andre with the subject. 20 seconds left for how I enjoy myself starting now.
In the country, at our cottage, in the sunshine with my baby is a very nice way to spend one's time. On the other hand, going skiing in the winter, if you can afford it, which isn't very often, and going down the mountains with the sun blazing and the crystal snow crunching under your feet.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
Yes, there was almost just a hint of hesitation there, Andre. So, Kenneth has the subject, and there are 2 seconds left for how I enjoy myself, starting now.
Going at me, chef. Now, did your hair done lately?
Well, this really is, folks, a most exciting game. Derek Nimmer, the subject now is for you. Your round to begin. My briefcase. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, my briefcase actually is under the table on the other side at the moment. But I find it very useful, really, because everybody has to keep their briefs somewhere. Particularly, of course, barristers at law. And they are handed these briefs by solicitors, generally, wrapped up with a bit of pink ribbon around them. They put them in these little bags and they carry them off to the law court. I don't take mine to the place of law. I tend to take mine with me to television studios and also picnics. Every time I go down to Tunbridge Wells for a little repast in the open air, I take with me the aforesaid receptacle, and out of it I take sandwiches, bloated paste, green cheese, jam.
Andre Mel, you've challenged.
Green cheese.
Well, just say, why have you challenged?
Deviation. It's cream.
Yes, oh, if you said hesitation. I mean, cheese might be green. I mean, Derek might have a thing about green cheese. I don't
love the cheese.
No. I've got it so difficult, to be fair. But I think that that is not devious within the rules of the game. So Derek keeps the subject. 23 seconds for my briefcase starting
And
up.
I took it with me into the King's Arms at Wanstead. And there was a chap behind the bar, and he said, "You talk here." And I said, "No, I talk with the Bull and Bush round the corner." And he said, "Hi, very interesting." And I said, "I'm glad you find it fascinating. Would you like to see inside this little bag that I've got?" And he said, "I'd be delighted."
Andre Melly, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
What?
This conversation with the pub keeper wasn't really anything to do with his briefcase.
He just said, "Would you like to see this little bag I've got?" Which I understood to be his briefcase. So I'm still with Derek Nimmo. Derek, another point. And there are 9 seconds left for my briefcase. Derek, starting now.
I took it out. There's a little bit of blotting paper inside. He said, "You always carry that round in the case of briefs." And I said, "I do. And not only that, I defy you to point to anybody else in this bar who hasn't got a similar piece of paper in your bag as well." And he said, "I didn't believe it."
Well, as Derek Nimmer was speaking when the whistle went, he gets another point. And that also is the end of the show. And I have to tell you that it is a very exciting finish. Andre Melly was fourth place, 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who was 1 point behind Clement Freud. I would say it was almost a draw for all of them, but the person who did have one lead was Clement Freud.
Oh,
I would like to have said it was a draw, but there we are. Everybody did extraordinarily well. We hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. And from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.
Thank you.